Blog Talk Radio.
And now, in a corner of a basement somewhere in New Jersey, it's Between the Ropes Radio. 30 minutes of nothing but wrestling. By wrestling fans, for wrestling fans. Right here live on blogtalkradio.com, it's your host, Ty Asbury.
Ladies, you saw your friend over the holiday and was like, damn, it's been a while. Fellas, same thing. Live tonight on Between the Ropes Radio, this Friday night, January 4th, 2019, it's been a damn while. Since your boy Ty Asbury hasn't talked to in a while, this special kind of red, my live guest, live on this episode entitled, It's Been a Damn While. Super beautiful, given bodies red marks in Fighting Evolution Wrestling, the Fighting Florida Machine. My live guest is Miss Red Velvet, and here she is. How are you doing, young lady?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me again.
Yeah, it's you was on this show just last year, and that's why we call the show Damn It's Been a While, because it has.
Right. I mean, I'm so happy to be here on again. First and foremost, I want to say Happy New Year to you and to all the listeners. I hope everybody had a good holidays.
Well, you know, I got to say, Miss Velvet, it's definitely an honor to have you back. And the biggest question of all, Happy New Year to you as well. And, of course, I got to ask you, I mean, how was your New Year?
My New Year was great. This was the first year. I usually go out more, do, you know, social stuff. But I stayed home and had a little party with my family at my house. So kind of everyone came to my house. So it was different, but it was great. We had the family going. You know, it was my niece's first New Year's, my little newborn niece. So it was great. It was a great time.
Well, congratulations on I saw on your Facebook a few times you being a new auntie, and congratulations for that. And it's the thing that I've noticed about, like, you only get one family. So I always say whenever you do get together with family, you should make it count. And I think a lot of people don't realize that, because this family member may be mad, this family member, and you only get one family, and you definitely have to make really the best of it.
Oh, definitely, definitely. I'm a big believer on family. I've always been surrounded by family. They're my base, my rock, my everything. So any little chance I get to gather them around and have a good time, I'm down for that.
Yeah, so it's, like I said, I mean, you were on the show just this time last year, and I know things, I'm pretty sure, definitely sure, that things have gotten great for you in your wrestling career, and that's why you are back on the show to talk to everybody listening live tonight, 6 o'clock, top of the hour. Damn, it's been a while, because Miss Red Velvet is back. I'm definitely going to talk to her about what she's been up to since the last time she's been on the show. Now, I have to ask you, I know, of course, I just gave you this nickname. I don't know if you heard it in the intro. I've been calling you the Fighting Florida Machine, so I kind of created that and put that on the show intro. But I definitely wanted to ask you, I know you love wrestling 24/7. That's your thing. Was any wrestling involved in your holiday, or are you just like, nah, I just want to relax? I mean, wrestling will come tomorrow, or it shouldn't say performance wrestling involved in your holiday.
That's a good question. No, the holidays, I was pretty just family oriented. I might have maybe like tied up, you know, playing around with one or two of my friends, because I did have some friends over that do train with me down in Fighting Evolution Wrestling. They're like my family. Everyone from there is like my family. Some of them did come over, you know, for Christmas and New Year's. So we always joke around. We always have conversations about wrestling. But physical wrestling, I didn't have any of that during the holidays. I took my holiday vacation real serious, you know.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's just like, I know for you being a professional wrestler, just having that time off, you know, so the body can heal. And just have some you time. I mean, enjoying time with your friends and everything. But I'm sure you're probably thinking the same way as we all are thinking as well, where the heck did 2018 go? I still can't believe it's 2019 already. I think that's crazy.
I think the same. The year went by really fast, but I was kind of happy about it. I think I had a bit of a rocky start in 2018. It was January was the month that I got my knee surgery, so that really was like a bump in the road for me last year. So this year, January, I'm like, oh, it's been a year, and it feels great. I mean, 2008 was all right, but I don't think it was really my year, you know, sports-wise. I think it was more my year where I learned the most about myself as an athlete.
And you know, you really touched upon how you think that 2018 wasn't your year, but I'm a true believer in things happen for a reason, and maybe I think God is saying that 2019 is your year to even make you stronger. I just think that's what happened. I mean, it's just like you take what God gives. Yeah, I mean, yeah, exactly. Like you take what God gives you and makes you stronger, and here you are 2019. And I'm pretty damn sure that 2019 will be the year of Red Velvet, no, without question.
I completely agree. I think this year, you know, I'm back. I've seen what it is to be on the sidelines. You know, I was able to recover from this injury. And I said that once I was back and in the ring, that, you know, it was business. Like, I'm out here, I'm ready to expand my brand, and I'm ready to let everybody know who Red Velvet is and what she's capable of.
Very good. Everybody listen live. You heard what the lady said. Damn right, she is on a mission. I'm calling her the Fighting Florida Machine, because that's definitely what she is. And most important, Miss Velvet, you were on the show last year. And, of course, like I said, damn, it's been a while, like so long you've been on the show. Now, what area for like you, your wrestling abilities from, you know, last year going into here we are tonight have gotten so great you're too proud of? Like, you just said, damn, like, I've really touched on that. I've gotten better in this aspect of the ring. Looking pretty much at last year, what areas do you think you really have gotten better in that as far as your wrestling, you know, repertoire?
As far as my repertoire, I think I'm getting more – from last year to this year, definitely threw in more of, you know, stirred it up and put more of myself in it and what I'm capable of. I know I mentioned last year when we spoke, I have a long time dance background, and I think I started throwing that in more into my repertoire with my kicks, with my flexibility, with my rhythm, just adding a little bit more of that, because that, I think, is what makes Velvet so smooth and so, you know, myself, because that's something I feel that I have that not a lot of people have, is my dance background to make me different. I think wrestling has different aspects, and I can definitely stay, apart from in-ring work, comfortable on the microphone, definitely developed a lot from the beginning of the year to now. You give me a microphone and I really have no problem. I'm not afraid. I don't really have to think twice. I can just kind of just go with it. While I know some people, that's like their biggest issue, just getting in front of the microphone or even getting in front of the camera to cut a promo, you know. But anytime I'm being told, like, all right, you're about to go in front of the camera, or I need you to cut a promo, you know, I'm usually not too scared about it. I'm like, all right, cool, let's do it. Like, you know.
Let's do it, do it, do it. I really love your answer. Yeah, I really love what you told all the listeners about how you're no longer afraid to be on the microphone. And you know, you've been wrestling for so long, and I think the thing about wrestlers today, key number one, top number thing, I think, is that you have to be able to get that microphone in your hand, cut a promo. It's more, because it's like, you know, you have to, you know, pretty much it's more hands-on, I think, for wrestlers where, you know, you have the microphones in your hand, cutting promos, and like, you know, Miss Velvet said, I mean, you got to get that microphone and boom, just be a storm and just take over. And that's really cool how now you developed, since last time we talked, and your promo skills. I even saw some of your promo skills on your, you know, your Facebook page.
Yeah, I definitely – that was one of my top goals, and I had a lot of time to work on that because I was out of ring for most of 2018. So I said to myself, I definitely wanted to step up my promo game, because speaking in front of a microphone, that's the biggest, most important way that you build your brand and represent your brand. I feel like if you can't speak for yourself or represent your brand, then why would anyone want to invest in your brand? So definitely being in front of the camera, being able to speak, priority, at least for me, you know, because who's going to represent Red Velvet better than myself? So I need to be able to represent myself well when I get on the mic.
Exactly. I have to say, I do remember, well, actually, since you just touched upon and talked about, I actually forgot because I'm getting old, my bad, that you actually have a huge background in dancing, and which brings me to ask you, since, of course, you're, like I said, really into dance and you're great at what you do when you're on the dance floor, have you added any kind of, like, dance moves / wrestling moves into your, you know, persona for, like, the new year, or that's something that we have to just wait and see when you wrestle, or, you know, I know you can't give too much away, though.
Yeah, there's definitely, 2019 is going to be the year where everyone truly gets to see the evolution, or should I say Redvolution, of Red Velvet, because I definitely will be speaking more into my repertoire. My entrance is going to have a little bit more choreography in it just to spice it up. Not going to give it too much away, but, you know, we do have a little, it was seen in the previous show before the year ended. You know, I did have a gear change. There's more of that coming, just expanding Red Velvet more as a character and multiplying her times 10. Dance, flexibility, kicks, turns, all that is definitely going to be included in her evolution, as well as maybe throwing some Spanish sass in there, because I am Hispanic, but I didn't really portray that too much starting off as Red Velvet, but I am proudly Hispanic, proudly Colombian, so you guys might see a little, you know, Colombian seasoning thrown in there this year.
Damn, I'm actually excited for that. And you said you might have a new freaking entrance. I can't wait for that. It's like throwing liquid on a fire where the fire is just like, boom, it just blows up. And I can't wait to see your new entrance. I'm excited to see it. So one thing I'm excited about is tonight's episode of Between the Ropes Radio, because the title is, the tagline, whatever you want to call it, it is damn, it's been a while, because my live guest tonight, making her return since we talked last year from Fighting Evolution Wrestling, my guest tonight live is Miss Red Velvet. And we were talking about, of course, all the improvements in the ring, and which leads me to bring to talk to you about, as far as your persona, is there something that you actually want to maybe tweak a little bit? Like with that, I mean, you're going to be like, you know, like kind of something where your opponents should be on alert, because there's something on your character that they may say, damn, like, she's changed it up a little bit.
I definitely want to focus a little more on the term Velvet. I think last year, there was more, a lot of red, a lot of serving it up, a lot of dessert. And this year, you know, I want my opponents to know that that smoothness is going to come out. So if you're not on your A game, you just might miss it. So I'm going to be very smooth like Velvet in 2019. So the opponents just be on their A game.
I have to say, you know, if the Florida wrestling scene in general, Fighting Evolution Wrestling, if you hear what this lady saying, you better be on alert, because she's not joking. I would be scared. So thankfully, I'm not in the ring, so that's really great for me. But everybody in the wrestling game, be on alert, because this lady is definitely in her groove, and she is ready for 2019. Now, Miss Velvet, we all know you're straight out of your mama's kitchen. That's your big thing. We all know that, of course. Now, in 2018, who did you have, like, a straight-up hell of a match with, and, like, you want to face them again in 2019, because that person is still in the back of your mind, because you guys just killed it in the ring?
That's a tough one. I had a long-term rivalry going with, you know, now NXT star MJ Jenkins, so As far as in the independent scene, I will not be able to get that chance to get my revenge, because I did have to cut that rivalry short when I got injured in the ring. So it was around the time we had that little rivalry going. So I never got that last chance to take the title away from her. She was still the champion when I went away to have the title. So that is the one I would want to go against. But, she's off doing big things in NXT. So congratulations to her. If I had to say an opponent, I can't give you a specific person because, like I said, 2018 anyway, I was very in and out. So I didn't get to go head-to-head with. I did have a great match with Ariel Monroe, so I definitely look forward to going against Big Swole in 2019. But, even though everyone has new goals, new changes, I still have a couple goals that remain the same, and that's to go up against any woman that thinks that she's good and top in the ring in the independent scene, bring them my way. Promotions that want to see what Red Velvet can do, throwing that out there for other promotions, I'm available for bookings, and I don't ever cut anybody short. I would like to go against each and every woman in the independent scene if I could. So that's just the way I see it.
That's definitely really cool, and definitely do what you got to do. And promoters listening live, promoters listening to the show, definitely, Miss Red Velvet is the one you want on your show, because, like I said, this lady is straight out of your mama's kitchen, kicking ass. I mean, she's definitely looking forward to stepping in any promotion that she could definitely achieve big things for in 2019. And I definitely want to say, Miss Velvet, is that I know you definitely you got hurt last year, and definitely on a seriously from the heart note, I'm glad you're doing better. And we never ever want to see anybody get hurt in the business. And I guess, like being an athlete, when you get hurt, like, how do you know when the time is, do you feel like to start rehabbing, getting ready again to start training for that return to the ring? Because I know it's pretty damn hard to go through something like that.
Yeah, this injury definitely caught me off guard, because I was in Dominican Republic, I think one of the peak points of my career, traveling international. And when it happened, I really can't tell you when it happened in the ring. I just know from prior footage, that's when something went wrong. But it wasn't like a feeling like, oh, I know that this is where, something broke or nothing. My knee did not look or feel the same. So it definitely was an injury that caught me off guard. I had never had surgery. I've been dancing for years. I've had like sprained ankles, sprained toes. I had a fractured toe, but I never had to go under, completely under and under the knife to get surgery. So it's really a mental game, because that's what I realized I needed to be strong mentally, because coming out of the surgery room and basically I just had to learn how to bend my knee. I would look at my knee and my knee did not move. I would tell it, bend. All right, bend. I would literally talk to my knee. My knee would not bend. So I had to do therapy for 6 weeks alone to just train my knee how to bend again. And then I did another 6 weeks just to train my knee on how to, hold muscle, because I had lost all muscle on my knee. So definitely recovering, you have to be prepared mentally. If you aren't strong mentally, you're not going to last to be able to be come back to the ring. You have to be patient. It took a lot of time. It took a lot of patience for me to learn to just bend my knee all over again. And that was the first part, I put myself to it. I said, I'm going to learn. I did, the 12 weeks of therapy, and then real life hit when it's time to get in the ring and you suddenly are afraid because you're going into the place where you got hurt. So you say, okay, am I going to do the same move ever again, or am I going to face my fears and try to do the move? So it's kind of like a little bit of a risk that you want to take, because you could either do the exact same move that you did to get over your fear and get injured again, or you can do the move, realize that your knee is good to go, and be well. So getting back in the ring was definitely a mind game for me, because I wasn't sure how quickly I'd be able to bounce back, but God willing, I did everything I had to do. I stayed strong. I stayed mentally strong. I prayed and I did my therapy and my exercises, and I'm back. And, you know, knock on wood, you know, that down the line, nothing ever happened, but my knee has not given up on me and has not even failed me anytime since I had surgery. So it's definitely, it's hard dealing with an injury after surgery. Getting injured is easy to bounce back if you need a ice and stuff, but getting surgery and going under the knife, it's not an easy task.
Well, most importantly, like I said, God looks out for good people. Definitely, you're definitely one of them. And, you know, just it's really a blessing that you recovered from the injury. You're strong as ever. You're doing good. And like I said, that was just to reach out to you and that you're doing really, really great. And you're back in the ring and doing what you love. And that's for sure, you know, kicking butt in the ring, red velvet style, without a doubt. Velvet, of course, anything that we do, like we can, you know, walk down the street and say, you know, what did I gain from that? And anything, you know, you could be doing, you know, it could be sweeping and anything you want to throw out there. So my next question is, like, what do you feel you gained from wrestling last year?
Last year from wrestling, I definitely gained knowledge of the business, knowledge of outside the business on how to deal with an injury, how to deal with, I definitely had to, I smartened myself up because I learned that you can still be productive in the wrestling world while having an injury. One thing I was shocked that I never did was I never left the school. I literally, with my big old cast that I had on my knee, came every single day to practice, and I sat and I watched everybody else, and I wrote down notes, and I wrote down ways that I was going to improve myself when I got better. So I definitely learned the true definition of having heart, because I think the injury happened in such a weird, rough way. And being that I still am new to the business, it could have been enough to have pushed me away for a while to where I was just like, I don't want to do this anymore. But I put my bigger pants on, and I was just like, you know, what I was focused on the most was how hungry I was for the comeback. So definitely taught me that I truly do love this business, because that's where it was time to show if I had heart to be able to come back, or if I was just going to say, well, I'm injured, I got surgery, I'm out for 8 months, bye. And that's definitely not what I had in my plan. So strength, ambition, heart, patience, passion, all that mixed in a bowl of your mama's cooking is what I had to eat all of last year. And that's what I took away from wrestling last year.
Oh yeah. That was pretty cool. Like I said, eating it all up straight out of your mama's kitchen, this red velvet style. Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely. Now, like you actually touched upon something that was really interesting, that you said there was maybe a little bit of time you thought about, you know, about wrestling being in your future. And it's funny how something that we love to do, there's sometimes there may be that doubt where you say to yourself, can I still do this? Do I want to do this? And I think that's just that. I think that hits us all, where in something that we love there, that doubt hits you just once. I think we all go through that.
Definitely, there was a time that I thought, am I strong enough to do this? But the only reason I felt that way was because it happened to me during the peak of the beginning of my career. I know that there's so much more roller coasters, obstacles, ups, downs, successes, you know, that I have left in my career. But being that it was the beginning and I had that little bit of a hot start, you know, I was starting to go international and just getting my matches in and just getting my rhythm going. And then it just happened out of nowhere. It was so instantly taken away from me, because I didn't have no choice. I had tore my meniscus really bad. So it was either, you know, you buckle down and get surgery, or you're not going to be wrestling very longer. So it definitely changed the perspective for me. There was a while where I didn't know if I wanted to go back, because I was just struggling with not being independent, not being able to, like, shower on my own, not being able to walk on my own. Those things were the hardest to get over. Being my independence being taken away from me and needing to ask help. is what made me second guess, but I said, it's too early in my career, and I'm not going to go down like this. This is what I love, and this is part of the business. You know, one day I might write a book about it, and, you know, as much as it sucks that it happened, but the best part is writing how I overcame it and using that to inspire other people that do get injured so early in their career or get injured at all in their career, just having that mental strength to bounce back.
Now, Miss Velvet, of course, the show tonight is, damn, it's been a while. You were on the show last year. Now, I don't know if you remember that this happened on the show, but I don't know if you remember the Between the Ropes Radio Creative Center, in which I asked you this question where it really makes you think. You put the thinking cap on. So since you're back on again, I have to ask you this question.
Okay.
Now, if you're ready for it, if you're ready for it again, you ready?
Ready.
Okay. Here goes. If you had to create an all-women's pay-per-view for Fighting Evolution Wrestling using the word red, what would you name it?
Oh, we answered that earlier. All-women's pay-per-view. So I was about to say Redvolution, but that kind of sounds like I would be making it about me. But I guess not really. I say Redvolution because it's the evolution of Red Velvet, but if it was an all-women's pay-per-view, I think I would call it Redvolution Inspired, with R-E-D at the end of Inspired, capital, because it's spelled out red, to inspire the women in the pay-per-view and the women who are looking to one day be a part of that interview. The Redvolution is the evolution of women in the pay-per-view, and we have to use the word red. So Redvolution Inspired with R-E-D capitalized at the end, because we're trying to inspire more women to continue with the women's revolution.
That was probably a really, really good badass like answer, and it just clicks. And you know, like I said, you threw like all the letters the way you want them to be spelled, you know, uppercase, lowercase. That was like really good. And I mean, that's something. I mean, you should be like a pay-per-view name in person. Like, it should be like a profession of yours. Cause I mean, that was like a really good like answer. Like definitely, definitely good. Because I think when you were on the show last year, I don't know. I think I asked you that question. It was so long ago, I don't remember what it was, but this time around, this one, that was a really good answer. It really was.
Right. Thanks.
Yes.
I think getting more in tune with myself this year too. I think last year I was still kind of like new, maybe a little bit shy, trying to wrap my head around just everything. And I feel like I've grown so much this year. So I think maybe that's why my answer made a little more sense this year, you know?
Absolutely. And of course, Miss Red Velvet, like I said, you're always, always welcome back here on Between the Ropes of Radio. And of course, like I said, you just when you're on the show, it's definitely a pleasure. And anytime you're here, it's a special, special episode. So definitely, I want to ask you about this, and all your listeners and fans want to know. Something big is coming up, January the 12th, and your listeners are saying, we want to know, we want to know. So can you tell everybody what's going on January 12th for Fighting Evolution Wrestling?
Absolutely. So January 12th, myself, along with some of the FEW roster, we're going to be in Jacksonville. I was a part of this last year, and I did let Mr. Elijah Berg know that I wanted to be a part of it going forward because it just touched me. It had been the first time I had really done something for the community. So last year, as we will be doing this year as well, we will be joining with the Love Alive charity, which is Elijah Burke's charity and foundation. We will be out there in Jacksonville feeding the homeless and giving them clothes and, you know, like soap and deodorant and all that type of stuff that they need, because it is still sort of cold out there and stuff like that. We're going to be giving them all sorts of goodie stuff and giving them hot chocolate, food. We do that. They do that every year, and I was blessed to be a part of it last year, and I'm blessed to be a part of it again this year. But this year, we're adding a little more staff to it by adding a homecoming live wrestling show. It will be at the, I could be wrong, but hold on. It's Bury, hold on, at the Murray. I'm not good with these names, so don't judge me off rip. But it will be, I just said it this morning too. Sorry, I'm really bad at this.
That's okay.
Right? Hold on. I want to give you guys some more information. It'll be at the Murray Hill Baptist Church in Jacksonville, Florida. For those that will be driving up there or are from Jacksonville, the flyer is on both my Instagram and my Facebook. Doors open at 6. So that's just adding on to the event. Earlier will be the charity event, and then we'll close off that whole event with a live pro wrestling show. We'll be out there, you know, doing meet and greets, doing all this type of stuff, you know, giving a moment for the fans and the moment for the people who aren't as fortunate as we are. So it's a good time to come out, support. Cannot make it to Jacksonville. If you go on the Love Alive charity Facebook page, you could donate. We're asking for anything, $1. There's no specific amount. Any donation that you give truly helps, because it's not till you're out there seeing the line that goes around and around the block of people that don't have clothes, that don't have homes, that don't have anything, that you're truly grateful for what you have and just being able to give back to them.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you heard this event going on January 12th, this is a big event. Give much, much respect to everybody in, of course, Fighting Evolution Wrestling for doing the cause to help people that are less fortunate heading into the new year. Miss Red Velvet, I have to say that is truly, truly going to be a remarkable event. You and everybody else involved is remarkable for doing this. And definitely check this event out in Jacksonville, Florida, January the 12th. As always, Miss Red Velvet, my live guest here on Between the Ropes Radio. Damn, it's been a while since I've talked to this young lady. She is back. And I have to say, I had a great time having you back on the show.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure being back here. You know, I'll be back here 3, 4, 5 times, 6 years from now too, you know, saying, damn, it's been a while. But, you know, you're more than welcome to hit me up whenever you want me back on your show. But thank you for having me on your show, not once, but twice. I'm honored.
Two times, baby. Two times she's been on the
two
show.
Times.
Most importantly, Ms. Velvet, as always, good luck in 2019. Like I said, I love you. You are the greatest. God bless and kick ass in 2019. And you are always welcome back, like you said, here on Between the Ropes Radio. God bless, and you have a wonderful night.
Thank you. Thank you so much. To everyone listening out there, if you guys want, you can feel free to follow me on Facebook, Instagram, all the nine yards. And, you know, let those promotions know, tag them, that Red Velvet is ready to take over.
Miss Red Velvet, like she said, is out and about. Your boy Ty Asbury's out here on Between the Ropes Radio. Miss Red Velvet, and again, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
This is your boy Ty Asbury, my live guest tonight here on Between the Ropes Radio Friday night. Damn, it's been a while. From Fighting Evolution Wrestling, my live guest tonight was Miss Red Velvet. This is your boy Ty Asbury. Have a great Friday night. God bless. And I'm out of here. Peace, baby.